now for a kind of surprising fact. Last year, according to our partner, the New York Times, the city of Chicago recorded almost 1,400 incidences of rape. None of them appeared in the FBI's annual federal crime report, though. That's because the FBI doesn't accept Chicago's definition of what constitutes rape. In fact, the annual figures from cities all across the country are understated every year because of these bureau guidelines, which are actually more than 80 years old. Now, though, the FBI may be finally updating its definition of rape. And joining us now, Carol Tracy, the executive director of the Women's Law Project in Philadelphia. And Carol, I understand your group and you yourself have been fighting for this very thing for a long time.
Yes, about a decade ago, based on some work we were doing in Philadelphia, we learned about the UCR data collection and the definition of rape, and we saw that it no longer reflected the public understanding of rape and our state laws. And we realized that the definition had not been changed since the Uniform Crime Report was instituted in 1927.
But let me ask you, Carol Tracy, what difference does it make? What does it matter to a rape victim or the prosecution of these kind of crimes whether the FBI includes these incidents in their annual figures?
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, in some communities, we heard about this at a police executive research forum meeting, when they know a serious sex crime has occurred, and the report comes out and the community thinks the police are lying and not reporting it. That's one issue. And the other issue is data drives resources. So it's really important that all of the decision makers, particularly those who have control over funding, understand the true incidence of sexual assault. And it's really important that communities understand what is going on in their local communities. And that's the role that the UCR plays.
Well, Carol Tracy is with the Women's Law Project in Philadelphia, which has been fighting for the FBI to update its definition of rape for a long time. And, you know, Carol, if they do this, and I understand that it's very likely that it will go forward in relatively soon, if they do this, we're about to see the numbers for rape crimes go up, skyrocket, really, all over the country. What effect will that have?
Well, I think it's important that it be accompanied by a public education campaign. And so part of it is to inform the public about clearly the true incidence of sexual assault in our communities. And hopefully it will mean more resources will be available to apprehend sexual predators. And current research shows us that sexual predators are very frequently serial predators and they're involved in other crimes. So, in fact, I think it's going to make our community safer.
Why has it taken so long? Why has it been more than 80 years?
Well, in part, and in fairness to the FBI, they developed another data system 25 years ago called NIBRS that more accurately collects sex assault data. Unfortunately, 25 years later, only 28% of the population is covered by it. Mm. And that's why we renewed our request. We asked them in 2001 to change the definition. They reviewed it. They recognized that the UCR definition was inadequate and misled the public. But they said, let's not Band-Aid the UCR. Let's move for NIBRS. It's just that NIBRS is not moving effectively. So we renewed our request for this.
Carol Tracy is the executive director of the Women's Law Project. She's part of the reason that the FBI will now be updating their definition of rape, what constitutes a rape, which will, of course, affect the annual federal crime report. Carol, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Celeste.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.